Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
On You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos and Femi Abebefe.
Hey, this is Joe Buck, and you have done it. You have found it. You are listening to You Better You Bet. Great decision.
The great Iron Eagle.
Nick and Femi are such close friends. I would even consider getting divorced, even though I'm very happily married, just to get remarried, to have them as groomsmen. That's how much they mean to me.
Hi, this is Kevin Harlan of CBS, Westwood One, and TNT. And I'm listening, as you do every day, to You Better You Bet with the most handsome single man in the radio business. A man who, if I was not married for 38 years, I might consider myself the kind of guy that can electrify a listening audience and a crowd of bystanders watching him do what he does so well each and every day. Continue to listen right here on You Better You Bet.
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
The terrific football and playoff baseball Tuesday edition of You Better You Bet rolls on. Nick Kostos, Femi Abebefe, our crew, and you here on the BetMGM Network. We got a lot to get to in the National Football League and college football 20 minutes from now. We will continue to live sweat the Cubs and the Padres. Cubs up 2-1 in the bottom of the seven, thanks to two solo homers, back-to-back variety in the fifth inning. Cubs up 2-1, bottom of the seventh. 6 outs away the Cubs are from taking a 1-0 series lead in the wild card round. And more importantly, cashing my bet and cashing Femi's bet on the Cubbies. Christopher Mad Dog Russo joins us in 60 minutes. Drew Dinsick next hour as well. All our bets for the Yankees and the Red Sox at the end of this hour. Femi with me now. Mark Schlereth will join us in a moment. How about Femi's Island, man?
How about
both first touchdown scores in the games last night? You are white hot, my man.
Hey, that's three straight with the Island games, as we have a rapper's delight. Like, it was awesome last night getting both of those. And we said, love the long shots because he hit a few of them, pays for the whole season, and now we're playing with the house money. I was actually in the car driving because I had to pick up my dog. She was getting spayed yesterday, so that's been a whole ordeal. She's wearing the cone and everything. So I was driving, listening to the broadcast. I hear the Braylon Allen one. I'm like, are you kidding me? And then Darren Waller, and it's like, oh, did he catch it? Maybe. Yes, it's a touchdown. I was going absolutely nuts. And to cap it off with Bo Nix, we're feeling great. The first CD scores have been absolutely phenomenal. And now let's try to do it with this Rams-Niners game. Like, I think there's some opportunities with that game once the betting markets start to populate, but absolutely love it. And I love all the adulation and the thanks and all that stuff from everybody that's been watching and listening. Really appreciate that. Hope everyone's been able to cash because it's been really fun over these last 5 days or so.
Femi's Island making it happen. We are now joined on the show by Odyssey Sports NFL Insider, our good friend, the great Mark Schlereth, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Find it wherever you find your podcasts. Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Stink, welcome back to the show. Nick and Femi, what's going on?
Nothing, man. Just enjoying a beautiful fall afternoon here in Denver, Colorado, and celebrating a Broncos victory. It's about time they looked a little bit better.
I'm less interested, Mark, in the Broncos side of last night's game. Like, for me, the Broncos did what they were supposed to do. They beat a bad team. I thought Bo Nix played better despite the red zone pick. Loved the 1-2 punch in the run game with Dobbins and R.J. Harvey really starting to emerge. To me, like, that game's all about Cincinnati and how bad the Bengals are. And I'm not trying to take away from Denver, but the Bengals were atrocious. And projecting this the rest of the season, I don't know if and when Joe Burrow's coming back. The line stinks. The defense stinks. The quarterback doesn't look like he's ready to play. Can you make a case here, Mark, for the Bengals to achieve anything of any consequence this season? The adjusted win total for them at our show sponsor, BetMGM, is 6.5. Is there any hope for the Cincinnati Bengals for the rest of the season?
No. And there's no hope for the franchise in general because they don't understand how to play NFL football. First off, all you do is spend money on wide receivers. Wide receivers, and I think I've told you this before, they're like children. They're totally dependent, and they whine and piss and moan if they're not fed. Like that, 10 other guys have to do their job for a wide receiver to have an impact on the game. And you see, when you can't block anybody, Joe Burrow has been hurt almost every single year. It's 2 years in a row with Joe Burrow that they're not going to the playoffs. They're certainly not going to the playoffs this year. It's just a poorly run organization. That's all. And then on top of it, from a coaching standpoint, what do you guys do? You sit in shotgun 95% of the time. If you don't get under center, about 35-40% of your runs are just canned. You run it one way or the other way, based upon which way the back sets. You run opposite of the back set in gun. They're just a poorly run franchise. And, you know, I think the way they're coached, you know, it's all about, hey, put it on the quarterback's shoulders and let the quarterback go win. That's not NFL football. There's a reason their quarterback is always hurt, and it's because you don't protect him. You just don't understand how football is supposed to work.
Do you think Zach Taylor is a good coach?
I don't believe in his offense whatsoever. I don't believe in the way he structures his offense. So I think he understands the passing game, yes. But he doesn't understand the running game, and if you don't understand the running game, you truly can't protect your quarterback. Every year he's hurt. Every year he gets sacked a bunch of times. At some point in a day and age where sacks are more about coaching and more quarterback-driven statistic and a coaching statistic than they are an O-line statistic, hey, man, put your O-line in a position to fail. Don't be surprised when they fail because you're the dumbass that put them there. So if you can't sit up and you can't pass protect, which nobody can if you throw it 45 times a game, I don't care. I don't care who you are. There's no offensive line in the league that can do that. But if that's what you put your guys, that position, you put them in that position, that like they're going to fail. And that's a failure. That's a coaching failure in my mind.
Mark, you mentioned that wide receivers are like children. They're dependent and they whine when things go poorly. What did you make of Eagles wide receiver A.J. Brown's Bible verse that he posted on Instagram after the game, after the Eagles won to improve to 4-0 in the same calendar year that they won a Super Bowl championship?
I didn't even see the verse. What was the verse?
It was it's something like, if you're not appreciated, then what you do is you quietly withdraw. Which spurred, like, does he want to get traded for Philadelphia? Nick Sirianni had to address it in his press conference. But one of these, like, cryptic quotes basically alluding to the fact they're not throwing him the ball. And if they don't throw him the ball, maybe he wants out. That's the interpretation.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Well, listen, like, this is why I wouldn't coach. This is why I quit. I'd get in trouble because, like, if I'm coaching, I would love to put him down with the offense and defensive line in pads in one-on-ones and make him take reps at guard for the entire 20-minute period and let him get the living piss beat out of him. Just get the piss beat out of him. And then see what somebody else has to do for you to sniff a football. Like the unbelievable selfishness in that stuff. It just is irritating. But for some reason, it's fantasy football. What fantasy football has done to these receivers, they just have such a inflated opinion of what their value is. Anyhow, it is what it is. Hopefully, they work it out and they throw him a bunch of balls early so he can quit pouting.
You bet on this Tuesday. One thought on a game for next week, Mark, for now at least. Your Denver Broncos travel to Philadelphia to take on A.J. Brown and the Philadelphia Eagles. And all the movement in the betting market, Mark, has been towards the Denver Broncos. We may have the Eagles just as a 3-point home favorite here. We'll see over the balance of the week. But the Broncos have been bet consistently since the game ended last night against Cincinnati. Do you see it as Denver being able to keep this game very close at the reigning defending Super Bowl champions? Give us like your brief scouting report on Eagles-Broncos coming up this Sunday.
Yeah, I think ultimately you look at the Eagles and offensively they haven't been very good. Now, they've done what they've had to do to win, which is a testament to how they're built and how they believe and what they've got going on over there. But and the Broncos defensively, I mean, they put on a clinic last night. I understand that it was the Cincinnati Bengals, but Their back end, their coverage guys have unbelievable skills, their ability to rush the passer. Now, some of that was enhanced last night because of crowd noise, and Cooper and Nick Benito were getting off the ball. But they're a really, really good defense. Like, if they can produce in the running game consistently, which I don't know if they can or not, but Dobbins is great. I really like what R.J. Harvey did last night. I mean, really started to kind of feel like he's starting to understand how the run game works in the National Football League. And it takes a lot of these young guys. We saw it with the Raiders and Genty kind of break free against Chicago last weekend. So I think it just takes time for young running backs to really figure out how the NFL works. You know, there's such a difference. Everything's played, with tight hashes. It's played in the middle of the football field. There is no wide side. And in college, a lot of times you can just break to the edges of the football field with your speed and outrun the defense, get on the perimeter. And you can't win that way. You can't consistently run the ball that way in the National Football League. It just doesn't work. So you've got to be a +2 runner. Once you get in the briar patch, you've got to be able to find a way to get to hit at 2 yards and fall forward and get 4 or 5. And those are the guys that that survive a long time. The other thing, you've got to be patient, man. You got to understand that every meal is not a banquet. You know, you got to take your 2, 3, 4 yard gains, 4 yard gain, 4, and you got to wear a defense down. And then eventually you're going to get that opportunity to break one out. So I think you've got to learn that. And I thought R.J. Harvey looked really good last night compared to what he's been the last couple of weeks. So if they can stay with that formula and Bo Nix can continue to kind of do what he did, especially the end of the first half, he had a 2-minute drive where he made a hole shot throw down the sideline. I think it was to Mims, and then the touchdown throw to Courtland Sutton, keeping it kind of on the body frame of the wide receiver, not leading him in, not throwing a medicine ball with a middle of the field close safety there that has no responsibility other than to separate you from the ball. I thought those were two of the best throws I'd seen.
Stink, we got a few minutes left here. Obviously, one of the surprises of the season so far through 4 weeks has been the Baltimore Ravens sitting here now at 1-3 after losing to Kansas City on Sunday. Reportedly, Lamar Jackson could miss the next 2 to 3 weeks. The Ravens have a bye week coming up in a couple of weeks, but this Sunday they host Houston. Next week they host the Rams. Do you think the Ravens, with how they've been playing, can keep the ship afloat with Lamar Jackson potentially missing these next couple of games, both of them home games against Houston and LA?
No, I mean, it's not just Lamar. There's like seven guys on defense that are missing. They're going to miss both their starting corners. Van Noy is out. They just lost Matabuke for the season. He's on IR. And a bunch of other guys. I think Roquan Smith has got a hammy or something. So they've got like seven guys right now that are down on the defensive side of the ball. And then, you know, Lamar is going to hurt them. And I tell you, the other thing is, from a coaching standpoint, when they face one of these other quarterbacks, it's almost like they coach to say, and I talked about this on the Stinking Truth podcast, like, hey, we're going to match Mahomes, like, throw for throw. And I thought Spagnuolo did an unbelievable job of capturing the eyes of Lamar Jackson. They were lining up, like, with blitz looks, bailing out, then lining up and blitzing, and then having simulated pressure off of one side, and then all of a sudden, it's a five-man dog, then it's a six-man blitz, then it's a three-man rush, drop eight. Like, it was constant, and I thought Lamar's head dropped. I thought he, instead of looking down the football field, he's like, where are they coming from? What do I got to do? And ultimately, you look at that, and I don't understand how the Baltimore Ravens get into these matchups and their coaching staff just craps in their helmet. Like, Derrick Henry gets eight carries the other day, and they had a playoff game where I think he got six carries against maybe Kansas City as well. So I just look at that and say, man, like, if I'm going to lose, I'm going to lose doing what I do, right? I'm going to adhere to my identity, and if you're going to whip my ass, you're going to whip my ass doing what I do well, as opposed to, hey, let's trick them or let's go throw for throw with them. I just don't understand the philosophical approach the Baltimore Ravens take when they play really good opponents.
Do you like the Pittsburgh Steelers, Mark, to win the AFC North?
If the Baltimore Ravens can't figure it out and get healthy, yes, I do. And they're playing, the Steelers have just continued. They didn't play well against New England, but they found a way in a +4, you know, turnover differential. They found a way to win. Rodgers has been efficient. Gainwell really helped them in the running game. I just feel like they're going to keep getting better and better and better as the season goes on. And I talked about it late last season in December when I called the Jets game with Aaron Rodgers. And he was playing really well. And I was like, just don't be surprised when Aaron actually it gets his legs underneath him. He played well at the end of last season. And I think he still got that in him.
Mark, great job. We appreciate it. Thanks so much for the time. As always, Stinkin' Truth Podcast, Fox Sports with the NFL. Stay well, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Sounds good, guys. Take care.
Odyssey Sports NFL Insider Mark Schlereth joining us on the show, host of the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Bemmy, Steelers, AFC North?
Nah. Ravens. Ravens win the AFC North.
But not yet,
I'm sticking
yet,
with
right?
the Ravens.
You want,
but not
you,
yet.
You don't want to bet? Not yet.
Now, perhaps we have a fallen hero spot brewing this Sunday with the Ravens hosting the Texans. Perhaps. A lot of heroes have fallen for the Baltimore Ravens, but perhaps we have a spot. But in a couple of weeks, I do think it'll be time to buy Baltimore, because looking at their schedule and Pittsburgh's schedule, big-time advantage Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah, this isn't fallen hero spot. This is like Thanos snaps his fingers and like half the team's gone, and it's all the good players. It's just like, here's Derrick Henry looking around like Will Smith, yes, in the Fresh Prince Mansion. Where is everybody? On the other side, Femi and I will hit NFL news and notes. We'll sweat the Cubs and Padres Tuesday on the BetMGM Network.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.